Tom, you know that I am also a buy and hold guy.
Right.
So is it fair for us to say told you so today, do you think?
Well, I would never say that because I'm always learning like everybody else. And this was a good piece that came out from Fidelity because they looked at 7.1 million accounts, you know, and we're used to looking at a large number of accounts here as well and seeing how people perform over time. It's difficult to do when you're down there one-on-one looking at your the value of your account going down. But if you look at it from a larger perspective, and hopefully people over time can get to that point, you see again the wisdom of having a long-term plan and staying with it for the long haul.
Here are the numbers that Reuters reports as the key findings in this work that Fidelity did. Participants who changed their equity allocations to 0%, in other words, they cashed out between October 1st, 2008 and March 31st, 2009 and stayed out of stocks through June 30th this year. That's about, 2 months ago? A little
right.
less than 2 months ago. Saw an average increase in account balance of only 2%. Participants who exited stocks but then returned to some level of equity allocation after that market decline, that's that October 1st, 08 to March 31st, 2009, saw average account balance increases of 25%, and investors who stuck it out, buy and hold, Rose Trabuco style, with a continuous asset allocation strategy that included equities, had an average account balance increase of 50%.
There was a lot of upside potential there after the crash in 2008-2009, and those who stuck with it got the advantage of that upside potential. Another key finding in that report, I thought, was looking at participants who stopped their contributions during the crash,
mm-hmm.
But then came back, and they saw a 26% increase through the end of the second quarter, compared with a 64% increase for those who kept making regular contributions. And that comes back to this notion of dollar cost averaging, that as stocks were headed down in the 2008-2009 period, if you just kept buying them, you kept buying them cheaper, so that when they came back again, you had terrific upside potential that paid that paid off.
My friend Alan Roth reminds me that you don't go to the store and then buy something when it's at its highest price and then try to return it when it's on sale. And that's kind of what people are doing, isn't it?
Well, some people are.
Well, when yeah.
And that, I think, is the message. I think an awful lot of people are have gotten it. They understand it. And they've built up the intestinal fortitude to stay with it during these rocky days, and we're having more of them. I mean, today was another choppy day in the market, and last week, was, of course, a real roller coaster ride.
There's a couple things in here that I saw in this Reuters report and in this work that Fidelity's doing, which, by the way, we'll link up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. But a couple things here that jumped out at me about the TSP. I used the term asset allocation, continuous asset allocation. Investors who stuck it out with that average account balance increase of 50%, and I thought, L fund.
Well, that's right, because remember, when the markets are volatile, what the L fund does is put you back every day in the asset allocation that you want to be in. And that's important because that means your risk profile is the same from day to day, regardless of what happened in the market the day before.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about today, Tom, is the situation with the G fund. You mentioned that you've gotten some comments, and I got a few comments when I read the newscast item last week, that the Treasury Department has, quote-unquote, made the G fund whole with the money that they were not able to pay into the G fund, or the securities they were not able to supply to the G fund because of the debt limit situation. And I mentioned when I read that newscast item, you won't notice a difference in your G fund account because you kept getting the money that you were entitled to get. You were able to continue buying those securities, so the money that you're putting in your account won't change. Therefore, your account balance won't change. It's just that you folks at the TSP, the Treasury Department wasn't able to make those instruments. Did I have that right?
That's it. Yes, you do. Okay. I mean, essentially, what it comes down to is, remember, the G Fund holds securities. It doesn't hold money. So there are a couple of things that go on when the debt limit situation clears. And the first is, by law, upon issuance or upon the expiration of the debt issuance suspension period, the Secretary of the Treasury immediately issues to the Government Securities Fund securities that would replicate what would have been there had they been in issued in an uninterrupted fashion throughout the entire debt issuance suspension period. That's number one. Number two, on the first business day after the expiration of any debt issuance suspension period, Secretary of the Treasury shall pay to the Government Securities Fund, in securities, of course, the net amount of interest that would have been earned or accrued by the G Fund over that period. And the final point is that within 30 days of the end of the debt issuance suspension period, a report shall be filed with the Congress explaining all of this and how it was done, and a copy will be provided to the board. When we get that copy of that report, we'll put it up on our website. But because we do manage the G Fund so closely during the G Fund debt issuance suspension period, we every day kept track of all of these numbers. So we knew the amount that had to be of lost earnings, those securities that had to be issued, $378,483,688.01.
Could you be more precise, please?
And as you say, the beauty of this, since those earnings are guaranteed by federal law when securities are issued and when securities are not issued, we are able to increase G Fund investors' account balances every day with the interest that would have accrued had the securities been issued, because they are still guaranteed to earn that same amount of earnings. So there won't be, there's no need to change anyone's account balances. This is a straightening up at the fund level.
I feel kind of stupid because I just said about $378 million and left it there.
Well, you were right.
Well, okay, fair enough. So my takeaways from Tom today are: buy and hold works. Keep doing that, and nothing wrong with your G Fund. It never fails, no matter, even if Congress screws up, the G Fund is still fantastic.
That's right, and you can bet on both of those things happening: Congress screwing up and the G Fund being safe.